Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on remembering death and curtailing aspirations, long desires a person normally would have, curtailing those desires and remembering death. So today's hadith an Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ma haqqu imri'in muslimin lahu shay'un yusi fihi يبيت ليلتين إلا ووصيته مكتوبة عنده متفق عليه هذا لفظ البخاري وفي رواية لمسلم يبيت ثلاث ليال قال ابن عمر ما مرت علي ليلة منذ سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ذلك إلا وعندي وصيتي. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is not correct for a Muslim who has anything to bequeath to spend two nights without having a written will in his possession. This is the wording of Bukhari Sharif. A narration of Muslim has it that to spend three nights, in other words, it is not correct for a person to spend, in Muslim Sharif, in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, not permissible to spend, or it is not correct to spend two nights. And in Muslim Sharif, it is not correct to spend three nights that the person has anything to bequeath and he doesn't have it written down in a document, what we normally would refer to as a will. I'll explain this just now. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, and see Sahaba how they would behave when they heard something from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that he's the reporter of this hadith, and we see that in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned two nights and Muslim Sharif mentions three nights. But look at the practice of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. This is what you call the jazba of Sahaba. That when they heard something, immediately they wanted to put into practice. So he says that not a single night has passed since I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this without having my will with me. I didn't allow even one night to pass, except that I had my will with me. Now hear this, we would normally hear this hadith when there is some talk about a will, or on the back of many wills, they got this particular hadith reflected. What this hadith is speaking about is that where a person has got something to bequeath. And when it comes to bequests, there are two types of bequests. One are those bequests that are necessary. That is wajib upon a person. It's important, it's necessary that a person, he makes these bequests. What bequests are those? That a person is owing anybody any type of money. He's got some type of money that he's owing. Something, he's owing someone for something. Then it's good, it's important that he writes it down. So those people that are handling his estate, they know that it is written down. Because if it's not written down, there's two things that can happen. One is there's false claims that can come against the estate, which is common. Now the family don't know, they're in a state of distress. The person just passed away. Now they don't want any type of azab to come on the person also. So whatever claims are coming, they're paying those claims out. But because this person didn't write down what was owing, so it's important to write down what he's owing. The next is a person has some type of huququllah. Person has got outstanding salah, he's got outstanding fast. Many years he didn't perform it. He starts his qaza immediately, but he updates it. Ideally on a daily basis, he updates some document that reflects that so many qaza are left, and I make wasiyat that whatever is outstanding at the time of my death should be paid from one third of my estate. Now those things are necessary to do. Why? Because they are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to owing people money also, write it down so it doesn't get left and a person now has to pay on the day of Qiyamah. So that is one aspect. Then you get another aspect where people's amanat is with you. So it often happens, the person passes away and somebody may have left an amount with him. Especially people that are in the distribution, people that help with distribution, zakat, distributing lillah, or person is a treasurer, often he gets envelopes coming, amounts coming. It should be kept separately, marked clearly what that amount is for and who it is from. So in the event of the person passing away, it makes it very easy for the family to take this amount now and distribute it and fulfill the cause that it was given for. So you get these types, you get amanat, huququllah, what is owing to Allah Ta'ala in terms of our charity, our fast, hajj, etc. And then you get salah, as I mentioned. So you get first is those things that are owing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that are owing to people like debts. And then you get this amanat. So these are very, very important that the person writes it down. Then you get another category which is mustahab, preferable. For example, a person from one third of his estate, he would like some money to go into charity. It must go to a welfare organization, it must go to a masjid, it must go to a madrasa, which is also something that is preferable. So that also is necessary for him to write down, because if it is not written down and is not witnessed also properly, then what happens is it will fall away. If afterwards, later, individually, not collectively, but individually, if each heir now decides that we would like to contribute, then they may contribute, because now that is not a valid bequest. So what this hadith is speaking about, which is very important, is that if we got these type of things with us, where we're owing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we're owing any person, or we got any amanat with us, that we should write it down. And in the preferable category also it would come, that where a person would like to make some wasiyat, then it is nice for him to have it written down. So that is one thing we learn from this hadith. Another thing we learn from this hadith, so beautifully, normally we would just listen to this hadith when there is some will talk taking place, or when I mentioned as the back of the will. But look at Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, where he brought this particular hadith. He brought it under the chapter of remembering death and curtailing long aspirations. Because a person doesn't even allow 2 nights to pass, or 3 nights to pass, what does it mean? It means that he has got death in front of him all the time. If he had thought that death was something very far away, and he's got long aspirations, he would have allowed many days to pass before he got his affairs in order. Yeah, he's telling us, get your affairs in order. Immediately, there is no barosa of maut. There is no guarantee of death. No person knows when death will come. So therefore, look at the thinking of the muhaddiseen. This hadith is teaching us that don't have long aspirations, not even 2 nights, not even 3 nights. Have it in front of you to such an extent that your affairs are all in order, because maut can catch a person at any time. And look at the practice of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, that he said he didn't allow even 1 night to pass, and he had it written down. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.